Ezekiel chapter 41.
Then he brought me to the nave and measured the pilasters. On each side 6 cubits was the width of the pilasters. The width of the entrance was 10 cubits, and the side walls of the entrance were 5 cubits on either side. He measured the length of the nave, 40 cubits, and its width 20 cubits. Then he went into the inner room and measured the pilasters of the entrance, 2 cubits, and the width of the entrance 6 cubits. And the side walls of the entrance 7 cubits. He measured the depth of the room, 20 cubits, and its width 20 cubits, beyond the nave. And he said to me,
"This is the most holy place."
Then he measured the wall of the temple, 6 cubits thick, and the width of the side chambers 4 cubits all around the temple. The side chambers were in 3 stories, one over another, 30 in each story. There were offsets all around the wall of the temple to serve as supports for the side chambers, so that they should not be supported by the wall of the temple. The passageway of the side chambers widened from story to story, for the structure was supplied with a stairway all around the temple. For this reason, the structure became wider from story to story. One ascended from the bottom story to the uppermost story by way of the middle one. I saw also that the temple had a raised platform all around. The foundations of the side chambers measured a full reed of 6 long cubits. The thickness of the outer wall of the side chambers was 5 cubits, and the free space between the side chambers of the temple and the chambers of the court was a width of 20 cubits all around the temple on every side. The side chambers opened onto the area left free, one door toward the north and another door toward the south, and the width of the part that was left free was 5 cubits all around. The building that was facing the temple yard on the west side was 70 cubits wide, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and its depth 90 cubits. Then he measured the temple 100 cubits deep, and the yard and the building with its walls 100 cubits deep. Also the width of the east front of the temple and the yard, 100 cubits. Then he measured the depth of the building facing the yard at the west, together with its galleries on either side, 100 cubits. The nave of the temple and the inner room and the outer vestibule were paneled, and all around all 3 had windows with recessed frames. Facing the threshold, the temple was paneled with wood all around, from the floor up to the windows. Now the windows were covered, to the space above the door, even to the inner room and on the outside. And on all the walls, all around in the inner room and the nave, there was a pattern. It was formed of cherubim and palm trees, a palm tree between cherub and cherub. Each cherub had 2 faces, a human face turned toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion turned toward the palm tree on the other side. They were carved on the whole temple all around. From the floor to the area above the door, cherubim and palm trees were carved on the wall. The doorposts of the nave were square. In front of the holy place was something resembling an altar of wood, 3 cubits high, 2 cubits long, and 2 cubits wide. Its corners, its base, and its walls were of wood. He said to me,
"This is the table that stands before the Lord."
The nave and the holy place had each a double door. The doors had 2 leaves apiece, 2 swinging leaves for each door. On the doors of the nave were carved cherubim and palm trees, such as were carved on the walls. And there was a canopy of wood in front of the vestibule outside. And there were recessed windows and palm trees on either side, on the side walls of the vestibule.